Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guests my dear friends and colleagues from the Health Sciences Center. First of all, Margaret Vogren, who is reference and research librarian for the Libraries of the Health Sciences Center, and Dr. Richard Nolan, Executive Director of Libraries for the Health Sciences Center. So, Margaret and Richard, welcome to this special program this Sunday afternoon. We have a very special anniversary, which we're celebrating at the Health Sciences Center. That is our 50th anniversary, and three of us have been involved in remembering the history of the schools which make up the Health Sciences Center. But before we talk about the anniversary book that the three of us were involved in, Margaret, you've been in Lubbock, as they say in West Texas, for a four piece. When did you come to Lubbock?
We came to Lubbock in 1986. My husband was invited to be the chief of oncology at the medical school, and he said, as most people had the same version, we'll be here 3 to 5 years. And that was, 33 years ago. So we've had a good time here.
You've been a wonderful, wonderful person, colleague in the formation of the school and so many of the artistic and research initiatives. You've been central to a lot of them. And thank you for being a special part of our Lubbock community and especially of the health sciences. And Richard, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you.
You arrived here when?
December of 2016, just about 2.5 years ago.
I'm sure our listeners this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, will be interested to see what we have been doing in terms of marking and celebrating this special anniversary. 50 years young, shall we say. The title of the book is Life, Purpose, Vision, 50th Anniversary History of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Margaret is the chief editor, Margaret Vogren, and Richard and myself are together co-editors of this special wonderful volume, with, of course, the support and encouragement of the administration. As we began with this, Margaret, what was your hope for this book? What did you want to capture in the book?
Obviously, to get the feel, the purpose that people came here. One of the things my husband said when we arrived here, and it was only 20 years into the history, this is a place where we can do something. And that's what I think all the people that, you know, we read about, we talked to. Unfortunately, having been here this long, I even got to meet most of the people. So therefore, you know, they all came here to do some good for our community, for West Texas.
It was a living history for you because you knew most of the people, the ones at the beginning and then the ones subsequently. So a labor of love
very
for
the
community
so.
That you love. And now, Richard, you know, I can introduce you to this particular task and this particular reflection by saying that you did a previous book when you were at the previous medical school, a 100-year history, wasn't it?
Yeah, I came from the University of Tennessee, where we celebrated our centennial anniversary there in 2011. And I was chairing a committee to develop ideas for that occasion. And one of them that we came up with was a centennial history of the institution. And so having come off of that fairly recently, when I arrived here and I heard that we were having a 50th anniversary, you and I were sitting in my office talking about these things, and we hit on the idea we should do a 50th anniversary of Texas Tech Health Science Center. That was how the idea was born.
So that's where we began, out of this idea. And then what are we going to cover? How are we going to approach it? And we were blessed in a way having a book that was written on the original history of the medical school, George Tyner's book, The Eye of the Storm.
That covered, I think, the first 30 years or so of the history, and that left us the task of filling in the gap from the time his book ends to the present.
And also the evolution of the other wonderful schools.
We tend to focus on Lubbock, but Amarillo, Odessa, Midland, the Permian Basin, and El Paso. We have programs in Abilene and Dallas. The program has grown beyond anything that I think Governor Smith or any of the original people who were involved in creating this institution could ever have imagined.
Yeah, and as we look together, Margaret, the original history of medicine, of hospitals, of healthcare in Lubbock took us back to the turn of the 20th century, the 1900s. You're an elegant photographer. What impressed you as you looked at the pictures? What came to mind? And these will be captured in the book, obviously.
Some of them will be. You could see their vision even in the images. There's one of Dr. Overton taken next to a wagon or something. And this is the wagon that he drove from home to home as he went into care of patients. You're doing this out in the middle of nowhere, basically, hot and dry and no air conditioning, no fancy cars. There was a determination that all those people who came early on, they wanted to help to take care.
And Richard, I know your interest is communities. Anything struck you about the spirit of the early communities?
Yeah, I think the spirit of West Texas to have a school like the Health Science Center here, they made it happen. They wanted it. They persevered through the politics of Texas to make the whole thing happen, and it came about. And it's a huge success, both in terms of providing healthcare providers to West Texas and in terms of the output that the institution has done in terms of research and outreach to the community.
When we began, the medical school began within Texas Tech in the dorms. And Margaret, back to you again. What pictures do you have?
Obviously, there's Drain Hall, which was the first building. But I think another one that complements that one as well is I was photographing some of our faculty that have been here actually since the beginning, Dr. John Pelley and Dr. Joe Frelick. In the Health Science Center, we have a picture of Drain Hall. It's kind of a big wall, and they're standing there talking as I'm getting ready to photograph. And so I photograph them in front of the picture of Drain Hall. To me, that's one of the neatest ones because you have the beginning and where they are now. And these are still people, as there are so many others, who are still giving and enjoying what they do, working with the students, with faculty, doing their research. That was a special image for me. You also mentioned early on, what is it that I was looking in the images?
Yeah.
You wanted to see an interaction. You wanted to be able to capture what was actually happening. In the nursing section, we have nurses learning how to put on sterile gloves. And, you know, when it's the first time you're doing this, it's much harder than when you've done it 5 years in a row. So capture their expressions and their amusement and the difficulty in those images, I think.
How wonderful. At this point, we'll take a short break and then we'll be back to continue this fascinating history story.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters this Sunday afternoon. In case you're just joining us, we have as our special guests Dr. Richard Nolan and Margaret Vogren, my friends and colleagues from the Health Sciences Center. And together we are recollecting together the 50 years of the history of the Health Sciences Center, celebrated in the book Life, Purpose, Vision, 50th Anniversary History of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, published by the Texas Tech Press. And there we were a year ago, the three of us, self-constituted but blessed with the delight of the President, Dr. Ted Mitchell and Dr. Steve Burke, to go ahead with this undertaking. We began to look at where should we begin. And of course, it began out of the desire of the community, not just Lubbock, but it also was a desire in the Permian Basin, at Odessa and in Midland, in Amarillo, in Lubbock, and in El Paso, a desire of each of these communities to have a medical school, to have a place where nurses, physicians, healthcare professionals could be trained.
Yeah. I think it was the persistence, and I'm tempted to say the genius of the West Texas people to insist on having a health sciences center here, because you train students for 4 to 8 years, and there's going to be a tendency after they're finished to want to stay here. that's really the benefit of having a health sciences center here, is that the number of providers, the number of services that are available has grown because of that. That was the part that I understood as a historian that's happened in so many different places around the country. That was the starting point for me to do this book and to get it going.
Margaret, would you agree with me that Preston Smith was the genius who made it happen?
He did. He was a great politician.
And with a great love for this area. 20 years previous, even further back, Preston, with some citizens from Lubbock and from the other cities, were looking at this possibility.
I was fortunate, actually, to meet him when the Preston Smith Library was dedicated in his name.
And in his nature, too, really. Yeah.
He was there at the ribbon cutting. A gentleman, kind of a folksy gentleman, actually, a man of the people. This area is in his blood.
And how fortunate it was to have him in office at the time that this legislature came forward. If it hadn't been for his understanding of how the politics works, it's possible that it would have taken much longer for the legislation to pass, if it ever passed at all.
I think it's important to recognize the special relationship between the health sciences. We're all part of the Texas Tech family, obviously. But TTU, Texas Tech University, I think was a very important factor in the fact that we're having the beginnings of the health sciences here in Lubbock. The early presidents, Grover Murray was a very, very important president.
You were able to talk with Sally Murray. We got her vision from her life with Grover.
And then we were now in our infancy. We were founded in the dorms of Texas Tech University.
Yeah, I think the original idea was that we already had faculty at the university who taught life sciences, and they could take over some of the teaching responsibilities and they would handle it that way. It didn't quite work out that way, but the original setting for much of the School of Medicine was at the university.
In fact, we will now listen to a short excerpt. Part of our archive here at the station is a wonderful series of conversations between Dr. Henry Schein, Dr. Ted Hartman, and Ted Dotz will share with us some of their recollections of the early history of the medical school.
Now, I would like to offer a quote from the book Instant Doctor, The Story of a New Medical School, Volume 1, Eye of the Storm, by Robert McCarter and George Tyner, Texas Tech Press, 1986. On page 17, these are the words: "The overwhelming combination of encountering the usual roadblocks to a medical school's creation, of enduring the loss of resources deemed essential to the school's design, and of endeavoring to keep their promises, simply made Tech's and Lubbock's task impossible. There was no conceivable way to build a medical school under these conditions. And yet you two men are largely responsible for building a medical school. So could you tell our audience what it was like to, under such conditions, build the medical school?"
Well, now, Ted, you were asking that question on a very aptly named program, Faith Matters.
Thank you.
That is what the medical school was built on. It was the faith of a lot of people, not including me. I'm thinking about people like Ted Hartman, who came here to be in the medical school. The faith of the local doctors who participated in the teaching and the development of the courses, the faith on the people of Lubbock, in fact, because there was a lot of trouble with the Lubbock County Hospital District on the funding of what was going to be a teaching hospital, a clash as to who was going to be running that hospital, the city people or the university people. There were so many of these clashes between concept and idealisms and philosophies that it is astonishing that the medical school really got on its feet, has turned out to be extraordinarily successful. And I can only say to you, it comes from Faith Matters.
Well, I love your word astonishing. Thank you, Professor Schein. Dr. Hartman.
Well, I certainly second what Dr. Schein just said. I think most of us held on to it with the faith that this really could be something of worth to this entire area, we were fighting a lot of downstate feeling. San Antonio thought they should have a medical school before we did. Austin thought they should have one before we did. And all that was identified in the legislature. So when there were efforts to get the funding adequately based for Texas Tech School of Medicine, there was great opposition because of all this. And I will say that Governor Preston Smith was extremely useful in working with these people and in a very positive way to help them understand that West Texas was medically underserved. Those others were not underserved yet, but if conditions continued, they would be without an adequate medical care. But that West Texas really needed this school in order to bring health care to this broad area. Now, this broad area is the size of New England and New York State, and that gives you an impression of what really existed in the way of coverage that was necessary.
So there was a vision, at least, say, from politicians like Preston Smith, of the need in the area.
Very much so.
And that helped to move it, and really to get it here over some other cities who were, I think, very strongly after that.
Yes. Finally, what occurred was Preston Smith got together with the chairman of the board of University of Texas, and they worked out an arrangement where the University of Texas could put a medical school in Houston if Texas Tech were allowed to have a medical school here in Lubbock.
Richard, Margaret, and Chuck, what a delight to hear the voices from the past as they recalled the early history of the medical school. Special delight to hear Ted Dodds, Ted Hartman, and of course, the ongoing sharing from Dr. Henry Schein. And we invite you to join us this coming Sunday for this interview in its entirety.
And Ted Hartman was here when we came as well. Just a gentleman of high standing.
Three of us have looked quite a bit at the early deans of the medical school because they were the leadership at the beginning, to be quickly followed by wonderful leadership in the School of Nursing, Allied Health, now Health Professions, then Pharmacy. Dr. John Bessler was quite a character. As you look at John Bessler's vision, was he a visionary in your perspective, Richard?
Yes, he was, and we are living the vision that he set for us as well. We have a lot to learn about him still. His papers are in the library. They're waiting to be processed so that others can be informed about what it was that he was thinking at different times during his tenure.
And Margaret, in the lore and in the traditions of our community at the health sciences from the early days, anyone come to mind that you've heard of about the early history?
There was Jay Wheeler, who was very interested in telemedicine at a very early stage.
One of the visionaries, actually, who laid the foundations.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mittermeier. It was interesting. Here we got a general, and he acted like one of the people, and he's helped the institution in so many, many ways over the years that he's been here with us.
So we have been founded. We are constituted. We are still in the dorms at TTU functioning, getting our first graduating class going. And then suddenly the hole in the ground over on 4th Street begins to take form. And we have one of the largest health sciences buildings.
They used to say it was the largest building between Dallas and Albuquerque. And that was just the original section of it. And since then, we've had so many additions. And this year, we're going to have the opening of so many more right on campus.
At this point, we'll take a short break, and then we will continue to do the best we can to encapsulate this marvelous history.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. Our guests this Sunday afternoon are Margaret Vogren and Richard Nolan, my friends and colleagues from the Health Sciences Center. We're celebrating 50 years for the Health Sciences Center, and we're touting an anniversary book, Life, Purpose, Vision, 50th Anniversary History of Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, which is published by the Texas Tech Press. Margaret, you went through thousands of pictures What kind of a task was it over 50 years of trying to sort pictures that would capture the spirit of the story of our wonderful community?
Looking at various images that we had in stock, I think probably perused over 3,000 images, of which I chose 1,000, which unfortunately we had to whittle down. The images went with the text. I think Richard mentioned earlier that we had over 100 contributors of information pieces from their areas, health professions, nursing, the various departments in the medical school, from pharmacy, et cetera. We gathered all this information together, but you can't just have an image without text to go with it. I looked at the text and chose images to go with that, put those together, but we were also able to talk with the press, and they graciously gave us sections of images because there were so many images that didn't go with the text, but passed on the story that was happening. I think the very last image, actually, I didn't take, but I staged, was with Dr. Mitchell in his office. It's an unusual view of him because it's not a front and not a, one of his smiling ones, but it's from the back. And he's looking out at the construction site. He's looking out into the future. And that goes with the last section that he's written.
And of course, you know, and it's the vision, that we, the vision is as broad and the expansive as the land and the sky that frames who we are here. I think that's just wonderful.
It's a 12 by 12 square text, so it's a lovely coffee table size book. So I think people will enjoy those images even more.
I think our goal from the beginning was to create a book that would be easy for people to pick up and open to almost any page and be able to appreciate some aspect about the history of the institution, whether it was a picture or a text. And there are going to be people who will focus on the text, who will want to know more about some of the early leaders, the history of their own school was, and things like that. And then others who will just pick it up and just enjoy looking at the pictures. And we wanted to appeal to both of those types of readers.
I can't say this loud enough, that we are in existence because of many wonderful supporters, but none more supportive than the communities in which we are located. And so we look at Amarillo today. We have hopefully a new veterinary school to enhance what we have in terms of nursing, health professions, pharmacy, of course, which is one of the top pharmacy schools in the country. Back west to El Paso, in its own right, part of the Texas Tech system, but a full health sciences center in its own right.
Dr. De La Rosa told us about when he was at the health sciences here in Lubbock, that before all the space was full, that they would play handball and soccer up in the empty sections.
And then down to the Permian Basin, to Odessa and to Midland.
We enjoyed photographing there. They brought us into their laboratories and their research facilities and talked about the work that they're doing there with Dr. Ventolini and his researchers.
And then the wonderful physician assistance program at Midland, which has produced magnificent women and men to serve the community. We are, I think, Margaret, correct me if I'm wrong on this, we are graduating more healthcare professionals than any health sciences in Texas.
I believe that's true. I think Dr. Mitchell has mentioned that a number of times. In the time that we've been here since Teddy Langford and Pat Yoderweiss, the nursing school now under Dr. Evans has the largest number of nursing students. Every year they have, I don't know the numbers, but it's like over 800.
The growth of our research initiative, Dr. Doug Stocco, nationally, internationally recognized, and on in the sciences we have doing. Let's go back a little. Chuck was interested in some of the challenges that we have faced.
There was competition between the three cities, Amarillo, Lubbock, the Permian Basin, four cities, and El Paso, as to where the main campus was going to be. That landed in Lubbock's jurisdiction. The other campuses had a tendency to feel as if they were sort of second class, but that has all changed, I think. There's a much greater awareness now, especially under leaders like Dr. Mitchell, to try and create a system where we're all working together in real time. And with the growth of information technology, it's been much easier for that to happen. It's much easier for me to, for example, to have a meeting with somebody in the Permian Basin, not just by telephone, but by video conference. We're much closer together now than we ever were. And I think we're poised to go into the future with a much greater degree of unity and much greater potential.
Also, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the growth of the hospitals in all of the cities. And in that respect, you know, there's many, many, much leadership to be recognized. But I think Dr. Stephen Burke has done a magnificent job in working with the community, promoting collaboration and cooperation, which he has done both in Lubbock and in Amarillo when he was dean in Amarillo, and then his leadership with the deans and the other campuses. So now let's play visionaries for a minute. When the time comes to write the 100 years old book, Margaret, what do you think medicine, healthcare will look like?
Well, I hope we'll have some of the same things that we started with, an empathy for our patients, a love of our profession. Most people who go into this area, they go into it not because of the lifestyle, the financial remuneration, but because of the help that they want to give to the people.
So we'll grow as a loving, caring community, mm-hmm. reaching out.
That would be my hope.
Okay, Richard.
50 years from now, the people at that time will look back on our time through this history book and marvel at how far they've come and how things have changed in much the same way that we look back on 1969 and marvel at how we seem to almost appear out of nothing and have grown over 50 years to where we are today. How it's going to be in 50 years, what they're going to be doing, the imagination boggles to think what medicine is going to be like in those days.
I love what both of you said. They look back on us and we look back on them. There is this continuity of the human spirit, the resilience, the wonder of the human spirit when we reach out to others in compassion and care.
We talked about the three of us as being the editors, but it's important to remind everyone that what we did was organizational largely. There were well over 100 people from the Health Sciences Center, from the different schools, who participated by offering much of the content that went into the book about their different areas. And we sort of knitted all of that together to form the text that appears in the book.
Which is entitled Life Purpose Vision, 50th Anniversary History of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, published by the Texas Tech Press and available from the Texas Tech Press.
We wish we could have included everybody and everything that has happened over these 50 years, but unfortunately we couldn't do that because there are so many things and so many people.
And time being what it is, we had, I think, a year and a half from the time that we first got approval to start this project to finishing it. Anyone who's done a project like this knows that's not very much time to do something like this. So we really did the best that we could, and I think we did an excellent job. But I have no doubt that people are going to come up to us individually or maybe together and say, wait a minute, you forgot.
We did our best.
I think by and large, everyone is going to be excited and thrilled to see what a great contribution this book is to the history of this institution.
Mm-hmm. And to the cities and to the towns and to the communities and the thousands and thousands of graduates that in all of the healthcare professions that we've produced down through the years. So thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak today.
Thank you, Tom. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. A service of Texas Tech Public Media.